This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, September 14th of 2025, 6:20 in the p.m. This is webisode 821.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for insert date here, 2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2025?
Is it really?
Think about that for a moment.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie over here.
And Shaman over here.
And I am sitting here because that cunt Callum.
That cunt Callum.
Who has donated to get me Animal Crossing.
Yes. Charlie now has Animal Crossing on his Switch. And he's even as we speak.
Yes, I am playing it and starting out with it. But and these controls are like bullshit.
Yeah.
It's, what the fuck?
They're kind of a pain. That's one of the reasons I bought the... I have the tree branch,
and I want to put it in a spot. I won't let me put the spot.
What are you trying to do? Fuck?
Pick up a fucking tree branch.
That's the, try one minute.
Pick up Y and it says hit it, and then it gives me a spot. I hate it's A select, and it won't fucking pick it up.
Try okay. That's not the one you use. Try the one to the left of that. That should do it.
All right, it says Y. Oh, there we go. Y, pick up tree branch. Oh, okay, there we go.
There we go. That's also how you pick up
I'm used to the Xbox controller.
And it is completely the direct opposite.
Where Y is at the top and X is to the left.
Yeah.
And B is the right and A is the bottom. This is A. Yeah, basically, yeah.
It's exactly opposite. Completely opposite.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're trying to mess with me, dude.
It's the fucking AB. That's what fucks me up, is the AB. Because A does, on an Xbox, A does almost everything when it comes to selecting. So I'm constantly on the Switch. I'm constantly reaching for what is in reality the B button, but I keep thinking it is the A button. So, I'll hit these and get so mad because it won't work and then eventually go, oh, you're hitting the wrong fucking button. This is not an Xbox.
So I'm ride around picking up tree branches right now. So we build a fire for our welcoming party tonight.
There you go.
Hopefully the King of Cartoons will come by. Bless us all.
If you ever choose to, on the left side of your Switch, there is a small square button towards the bottom.
Yeah.
That is your camera. If you're ever doing something, you can go click and hit the camera. Or you can, have you found the PDA yet?
No.
Okay, left trigger, pull that.
It shows me a map down the bottom corner.
Okay. It doesn't show you a PDA?
No, it shows my map.
Okay, try hitting the left bumper.
Nope, just map.
Okay,
maybe. May not have gotten it yet.
Yeah, I was gonna say you may not have gotten the PDA yet. You may have to wait for that. That may be one of those I have to buy things. There's a lot of stuff you'll need, like fuck, what was I thinking of?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I will warn you of this. Be careful eating fruit. Because if you eat a fruit, basically it gives you superpowers.
Nah.
So what that means is if you go up to a rock and hit it with a stone axe or a ton or a shovel, normally if you hit them with those, it will give you iron and rocks and gold and shit like that. Up to like six, because you have to consecutively hit the rock. Just hit it and then hit it again, then hit it again. You can get five or six things out of it that you'll need for building. And to use those things to build things, when you have a small island store, which you will soon, you will be able to buy direction books on how to make things, et cetera.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, you get like a... I think it's like 40 gold or something, whatever. And you get a small book that teaches you like seven abilities to make like a table and a chair, et cetera, to make you things that you'll need.
Yeah.
Because at some point in the next couple of days, or they may have already asked you, they're going to tell you you need to build a house for your first resident. And you will basically, they'll put up the construction site for the house, but you need to get the instructions on what furniture you need to go make for that house. Because each house will want certain things specifically made to start out with. Usually it's like two or three items. But the recipes for all those items are in those books that you have to buy at the store. Oh, you haven't met Timmy and Tommy yet.
Yes, I have.
Have you met Timmy and Tommy? Have you met Tom?
Yeah. It was that's all. I don't know.
Tom's a greedy bastard. Tom's a taller. There's two boys, Timmy and Tommy, and there's Tom, the big guy. And Tom's ahead of us all. And Tom's a... I was going to use a slur, but I'm not going to. Tom's a cheap fucking bastard.
Oh,
jeez. And he, when you start building your own house and adding rooms to it and expanding it and adding things to it, Tom gives you loans to be able to afford those extra rooms and extra levels. So, and he always lets you know.
Are they low interest loans, or is he killing you on the interest? Is he that much of a dick?
There's no interest. There's no interest. But he keeps a running.
Fantasy land then on this.
Exactly. Exactly. He keeps a running tab, and you can't get the next level till you paid the last level off.
Oh, shit.
And he will remind you, hey, you owe me. You owe me. You owe me. Tom's
all right, I'm giving our dude some oranges, and even he's got scurvy. I'm not sure.
I'll bring you. Oh well, the crops you can grow on the island. You can do oranges, apples, pears, peaches, cherries, and I think that's it.
Oh, we're going to start with the festivities for the welcoming party.
Yes.
Oh, they built a fire.
They'll want you to take a picture, of course. Take a picture with this button so you can save
them. Last time we properly welcome you to your new island. I've participated in many ventures and endeavors over the next years, but this may be the most exciting. Helping develop a thriving new community entirely from scratch will truly test my business acumen.
Damn straight.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is Tom Nook.
Tom's a bastard. Tom. Greedy fucker.
Oh, yeah, Tom. We don't have as many people here, but that just means we'll have to all rise to the challenge.
There you
Tom's in management.
Yep. Oh, Tom's definitely in management. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
So what's going on with you, dude?
Same shit. Playing Animal Crossing myself. And getting ready, as we were talking about before the show, I'm getting ready to buy another copy of Animal Crossing for my second Switch. I've got my old Switch now, and I've got my Switch 2. So I'm gonna build separate islands on each Switch. So then I will be able to like trade things back and forth with you or with my other island. Or with other people, et cetera, et cetera. It'll be handy because I'll feed a bunch of money to you and I'll feed a bunch of money to my second island.
Yeah.
So we don't have to wait so long to get certain things.
Name my island.
Oh, that's the hard part. It took me so long. I sat there with the switch on, just threw it on the table, and I was like, I don't know. I want a good name. I want a cool name.
Yeah.
I want to name it like Steveville. Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah. Pussyland.
Bomberg.
Can I put Pussyland in there?
No, they watch for names. Yeah. They will technically, supposedly, they will bar you. They can just shut down your account.
Oh, shit.
I've never tested it.
Yeah.
But apparently they are pretty strict on you can't use obscene names, etc. I think I got a warning once. I told my occasionally you will have a island resident ask you, "Hey man, yeah. I just came up with this great nickname for you. How about if I use this?" And I've taught one of them to say Biatch.
Okay.
So he refers to me as Biatch. Another one refers to me as DJ Shaw. And one of them, I made him say asshole.
Oh, jeez.
And I got a warning. I thought it was just a warning.
Don't
saying,
you dare make our characters say asshole.
Yeah, I thought it was just a note telling me what the rules were. No, it was a note telling me here's what the rules are and you fucked up. So don't do that again. Yeah, and I should have known, you know. I'm probably pushing it with Biatch. Probably the only reason I'm getting away with that is because I spelled it Biotch.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably why I'm getting away with that one.
Strict
about that. They're strict about that.
Yeah.
I don't know what you could call it. I'm trying to think of anything.
I'm thinking of stuff right now, but, we'll pick back up with that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Animal Crossing is now going to be my future for a little bit as I play this game because Callum bought it, and so I feel obliged to now play it.
There you go. Thanks for that, Callum.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you very, very much, man. I appreciate this.
Yeah, he appreciates it.
Yeah,
he's going to hate
really
your
thought
guts.
I thought nobody would do this. But I am in here playing now, so I'm going to try to think of a name. That will actually be okay.
Be a good name.
Yep. So. Jones, can we get a name in Jamestown? No, Jonestown.
Jonestown.
Jonestown?
That's good. Jonestown. That's good.
I wonder if they'll let me do that.
You know what?
I guess I'll try it and see.
I can't imagine they wouldn't.
Well, they might.
They might, but we'll find out. You'll find out. Jonestown. Now, I should say, I made the comment that I think they can technically shut your account down. I don't think I've ever heard of that happening. I'm sure it's just one of those threats. Yeah, just don't do this. If you do it multiple times, we'll nail you for it. I don't think anybody's going to give a shit about once or twice. They'll just go,
The world of Animal Crossing is welcoming to all, so don't include personal info or offensive words. Okay.
There you go.
Hey, I've got Jonestown. All right.
I think that would work. I think it would work.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Only if you will know it. Kool-Aid, the official drink of Jonestown.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hell yeah.
There we go.
And you could set your, when you start placing the island residents.
Oh.
What?
Okay, wait a second. Now they're all voting. All right, so they're voting on the names of the town right now.
Okay. I didn't remember them voting.
They all clapped. All right.
Well,
this makes
good.
An awesome beach. They've all drank the Kool-Aid. That's why they're all clapping.
That's good.
Okay.
Take
this island we know is Jonestown.
There we go. There's all kinds of Halloween all kinds of Halloween items that you could purchase too. To set up for a girl. I've got a.
Since you've proven yourself by naming Jonestown, I'd like to rely on you for other critical decisions. We'll need to make this on the island. Okay. All right. So,
do me a favor. Take a picture of. Take a shot of your island layout, and text it to me. I'm curious what your island layout looks like.
Why'd you find out? Okay. How do I get to that part?
You said you got to your map. How do you get to your map?
Oh, it shows up in the corner.
Oh, okay. Just take a picture of them.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you please say a word or two as the new spokesperson for your neighborhood?
Oh, yes. You must say something. Yes.
Howdy. There we go.
Yeah, that works.
And they all clapped. Okay.
Yay.
Yay.
Now, what
I've been selected
again?
As the representative. What now?
Was this for just for the home or just to decide who was ahead of it or something?
No, it's the name of the island. They named me the representative. So.
Okay.
It's been a big day, but it's gotten rather late. So let's have a toast. Okay, we're having a toast now.
Wait till I teach you how to jump time.
Everyone have a beverage in their hand? Yes. It's fresh juice made from oranges. Mm. Our new resident representative harvested on this very island. Then without further ado, a toast to Jonestown. We're toasting to Jonestown.
There you go.
All right.
With strawberry lemonade.
They're all drinking orange juice.
Oh, Jesus.
Orange Kool-Aid. I prefer the red.
Yeah, I was going to say red.
They're all sitting there.
Red punch is
okay. Better. Okay, let's see here. Take a picture.
Yeah, you got me curious.
Capture taken. Now, how do I send this to you?
Just text it.
What? Like a fuck if I know. How do I text it?
No, I'm playing this on my phone. I meant take a picture on your phone.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What the fuck? You got the camera on here and shit. I don't know. All right, enough Animal Crossing. We'll come back to this next week on the show. Anything of importance we need to talk about?
Not a lot going on.
Movie-wise going on, or sci-fi-wise, or nerd-wise going on.
No, this is the most excitement I've had is hooking you up with Animal Crossing.
And we've got Peacemaker going on.
Oh,
you know, I've only watched the first episode.
Oh, it's so good, and it's really going to be interesting to see where this whole thing goes. I assume this is going to decide and let him establish which continuity he goes to.
Okay.
And I don't know. It'll be interesting. If he goes with the other guy's life, you know, he's got everything he wants. He's well known, etc. But I don't think that's our universe. That's not our universe.
No.
So he would be, you know, I don't know if there's a Justice Gang in that world.
That you don't want to live in a world where it's called, the song's called Pour Some Honey on Me.
Yeah, that's true. I love those posters on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
What attention to great detail. That was so funny. Scorpions and Death Leopard.
Yeah.
Too funny. Yeah. Anybody who's not watching Peacemaker, get on it. I'm trying to think. Do you really need to have seen any of the DC stuff to get it?
Not really. I mean, well, you might see. Well, the Justice Squad, or the fuck they are.
Justice Gang, yeah.
You know, that you only get that from Superman, but it really doesn't, you know, detract. If you're like, well, they call it the Justice Gang. Yeah. You know, and they open up with the whole thing from first season. They changed out the ending.
Yep.
And, change all that crap around, but other than that, it's all still the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Yeah, we've just got access now to this. Actually, didn't we have access to the pocket dimension in the first season?
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, because that's where all the helmets are.
Right.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see if he gets to keep that to use.
True.
That would be cool. Plus, I can't imagine they're gonna close off the ability to use that as a story device.
I've only watched the first episode, and we see that he's, you know, his family exists over the other one with his brother still alive and all that shit.
Right.
Now, is Dad a full blown racist in the other universe, or is he a decent person?
Oh no, you haven't.
I've not gotten that far down the road. No, I've only got it first episode.
Oh,
they're all sitting around. They drink that night, and then they wrap up.
He's a good guy.
Okay. Well, I knew saw that. He's a blue devil.
Yeah, he's a good guy. You know. He's not a racist. He loves everybody. Him and the family get along great and all that shit.
Yeah. But it seemed like the other Peacemaker, that the one that, you know, we lose in the first episode.
Right.
Well, wasn't necessarily a good dude.
No. He necessarily was, yeah.
He's been like, you know, come on, who are you? And ready to kill him and stuff like that, like, immediately without even finding anything out.
Right. Shoot first, ask questions later. Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
And it sounds like he was the one that messed everything up with everybody. And
That's another point.
Yeah.
Flag's fucking hilarious. In the other universe.
Okay.
Oh shit! You haven't seen him yet.
I haven't seen all that yet. I've only watched one episode.
Okay.
So, all right. So that's where we are on that. We'll put a pin in that one. Come back to it later if I watch some more episodes. Finished up Wednesday this week.
So good.
That was. And I'm hoping, you know, how long will it take for season 3 to come out, though?
Word is they're already working on it. It got renewed, like, before second season even started.
Yeah.
They had a renewal, and I think they are working on it now. I don't think they're filming yet. I think they're just doing writing right now.
Because the setup for it looks like we're going to get a lot of Fester in the third season.
We're going to get a Fester series.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing a offshoot. They're doing a Fester series. Rumor is it should land before next season of Wednesday, but nobody's sure of the time frame.
Yeah.
So, and I'm betting you'll probably agree, or we may have talked about it last night. But I'm betting that third season will be the final season. I don't think there'll be any beyond that. For one thing, because most of the Netflix series run 2 or 3 seasons. But I think that's all. I'm betting that was all Burton really wanted, was a 3-act play, and to be able to do it completely the way he wanted to do it.
Well, I guess they could go 4 years and kind of like do the Harry Potter thing where it goes each year of school.
Of school. True, they could. They could.
Yeah.
They could.
Which would make sense.
Yeah. I just don't think they're going to go beyond 3. I think she's got too much stuff on the horizon. While on the other hand, I do think she's got too much stuff on the horizon. But looking at her, she is so hard to put in a category as an actor. I mean,
well, that in outside of Wednesday, she really hasn't had that other thing that propelled her to super. I mean, she didn't. I know what you did last summer didn't go as well as planned. No, Scream. Sorry, Scream.
No, Scream went well. Yeah, Scream went well.
Well, was that the one she was in? Was she Scream?
She was in 5 and 6.
Okay,
she was in both the new ones and. She's supposed to be in the next one.
Okay. And Beetlejuice did well.
Yeah,
Beetlejuice. I don't think that was because of her, though.
No, I don't think so.
And again, that's also the I Know What You Did Last Summer, or I'm sorry, the Scream thing. Not necessarily because of her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm saying there's nothing that she... Wednesday she carried.
Yeah.
That was hers.
Yes.
The everything else was like she was part of it and already... either existing universe, and she wasn't, you know.
She was just jumping couldn't have carried it
without the others.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, true.
I think until that happens, until she carries something on her own.
Yeah.
We'll see if, you know. Not that she couldn't. It's you know, again.
Yeah, we haven't seen.
No.
Yeah, so far. We haven't seen, but.
No.
Not at all.
So, you got that, and then. There's no new Marvel DC news. There's nothing.
Well, there is a...
What do you got?
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it again. There was a Dr.
Ruffalo saying he hasn't been contacted about, you know, being a Spider-Man, but who knows if that's true or not.
Yeah, exactly. There it is. Wait a minute. Avengers Doomsday reveals first plot. Excuse me.
Yeah. And Ryan Reynolds is not on set. The best of our knowledge.
Well, but people have supposedly reported seeing glimpses of him on set.
Yeah.
That he's apparently very hidden.
A thing between, you know, him and Downey Jr. getting in a fight, but I don't see that happening.
Both big egos, who knows?
But you don't really hear much about either one of them getting into those kind of things.
Right.
Not anymore, anyway.
Yeah.
You know. Ryan Reynolds isn't in charge of this.
No.
He knows that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so And Downey really hasn't been confrontational since he got clean.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, he barely, I mean, all throughout the Iron Man movies, you never heard him really complaining too much.
No, no. I'd love to know how much he's getting paid for this.
Oh, I'm sure it's a boatload, but.
I'm sure it's just crazy fucking money. I'm sure they, I'm betting that.
Well, you know, again, he probably is taking no upfront money. It's all in the
back. It's all in the back end, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he very much is looking at this like, yeah, you want me to keep doing these? Fine. I'll keep doing them.
Well, the thing is, though, at the same time, we go back to Jenna Ortega. Outside of Oppenheimer and him being best supporting?
Right.
What's he done?
True. His Pinocchio failed. His Dr. Doolittle failed.
He's produced some stuff that did halfway okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the one show on the spy show he did. Spy that received good where it was like North Korean spy or whatever the hell.
Yeah. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah, again, that's how memorable it was.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's like okay, let me get back in here. Let me get some more Craig going again, so I can get some more money my way for things I want to produce.
Right.
You know, I mean, he's got the name, but it's like okay, if after a while of not really being out there as this, I mean, how long before the Iron Man thing fades?
True.
It's like. You know, while we all really expect to see Chris Evans back, because again, what's he done?
Yeah, not a whole lot. He's done a few Ruffalo, more things and down.
Yeah, Ruffalo. He was again Hulk, but it's like he's always been that indie dude anyway.
Yeah. He's a big indie film.
He's been enough movies and critically acclaimed shit that
right.
He's good.
All that stuff with Emma Stone over the past years and shit.
Ruffalo has never been. That level that Downey was.
Oh no.
Or Chris Evans.
Right.
From those movies.
Yeah.
None of them were. Chris Hemsworth never really got to that status.
No. Closest he got was Cabin in the Woods, and he died.
He did other things and did some action movies and stuff like that. But it was never like
No.
Shut everything down because the new Chris Evans movie is coming out.
No.
Or the Chris Hemsworth movie is coming out. No, and like Chris Evans never had it either. You know?
No, he didn't.
Downey had it.
Yes.
But it was like, okay, yeah, this failed.
Yeah.
Probably the only one out of there is Chris Pratt.
Yeah, he's ended up everywhere. Three Jurassic
As much as people have hate on him for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know, between Mario, Lego, Jurassic movies.
Yep.
Marvel movies.
He has managed to stay out there.
Yeah, I mean, well, again, but he also isn't the guy that makes it all about himself either. He just happens to take these parts.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, he voiced the Lego movie and the Mario movie.
Mario movie, yeah.
And there's gonna be a second Mario movie.
Thank God.
You know, so kidding. It's like okay, it's not like Chris Evans made this movie. He just happened to be the guy that was able to voice it and make it
get the part. Yeah.
Didn't he also do Garfield, too?
I don't know if he did Garfield or not. Good question.
I can't remember.
Anytime I think of Garfield, I think of Bill Murray.
Yeah. Or Lorenzo Music.
What's that?
Or Lorenzo.
That's true. Lorenzo. Yeah. Would agree.
For those of you who do not know what Lorenzo Music is, he was Carlton your doorman from Rhoda. And he also voiced Garfield in the cartoon. So there you go.
Exactly. By the way, found something else. I just saw this. I didn't know this. James Gunn confirms DC Universe's first Thanos-level villain is coming. Bills are leading towards a massive crossover.
How about we get our very first Iron Man-worthy movie?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Superman was whatever, but...
It's all right. I don't know if you've seen that. He's posted the title and the release date of the next Superman movie. Apparently, it's going to release in 2027, and it is called Man of Tomorrow.
Okay.
And he will be writing and directing it.
Well, yeah.
Lex Luthor will be back. Very possible that Lex will be in the war suit, they're saying.
Okay. The
purple and green war suit, which I love. I'd kill to see that. Let's see. What is... A lot of people theorizing that it's going to be Brainiac. I could see that. Brainiac would be a good one. I'd rather see Darkseid. I'd love to see a Darkseid.
I think you'd get, you know...
That would be for a giant...
Down the road. That, yeah. I think the Snyderverse kind of ruined that for a bit. You have to come back to that later on.
I don't know. I mean, look at what Gunn did. He repeated some shit, God knows, in the new Superman.
Yeah, but again, you know, okay, yeah, he repeated some stuff. But
as long as it lends to the story, I don't have a problem.
I'm saying, you know, Darkseid was the Steppenwolf was the one that they used in Justice League.
Exactly.
But it's like all building up. It's like, okay, I mean, they could do it, but I just think maybe it's, you know, I think you need more of an Earthbound or you know.
Yeah.
Because Lex was whatever, but it just never felt like anything was really that close to being disastrous.
Right. Also, a possibility he could end up using Parallax, which, are you familiar with who Parallax is?
No.
Okay, it was, what was it? Not Emerald. Was it Emerald Knight? Blackest Knight? Final Knight? I think it was one of the series back in the 90s. It might have been Final Knight. It might have been Final Knight or, but long story short, Hal Jordan became this massive, super, super villain through the use of a flaw. Use of a flaw in the Green Lantern, the battery at their home world, the master battery, and he ended up becoming this horrifyingly powerful villain, et cetera, et cetera. I'm trying to remember. God, I wish I could remember which story Parallax came from, because it was Hal Jordan who got suckered in by the monster fear.
So we've seen all these side characters come in,
right?
And we know there's gonna be a Batman at some point.
Yeah.
Have we heard about a Wonder Woman at some point?
No. All he has really said about Wonder Woman is, "I plan to use her at some point. I'm not sure when."
It's like, how can you build
the three?
Your crux of the universe
of the DCU, right?
I mean.
Those three
they took time in the Marvel thing to develop, at least introduce you to the main characters of the Avengers.
Right.
And then everybody else came in after that.
Yeah.
How do you start off with just, you know, again, Justice Gang and Superman?
Yeah.
And let's face it, Justice Gang is not the Justice League.
No.
And Superman's not even a part of it.
No.
It's like, how are you, you know, putting this together? And again, that's the other thing I think I had a problem with Superman movies. Like, how does this exist and they don't have Superman as a member?
Right.
You know.
Well, it's kind of silly.
And again, it's like, hey, we got our own group here. It's like, it just was, I don't know.
Kind of goofy.
Didn't really feel like it was in place.
Right.
We already have somebody kind of leading a group of people and it's not Superman or Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
But
agreed.
Again, we'll see what he does. Yeah. Hey, here's another tertiary character you don't know. But we're gonna put him in this. I think they're cool.
Yeah.
So again, when we got Guy Gardner, we don't even have Hal Jordan. But we're gonna get him in Lanterns. But again, you almost want to say, hey, look at what Marvel learned. Don't do all those TV shows.
Yeah. Well, they are committed to the TV show. What's his name is going to be playing Hal Jordan. What's his fucking name?
I
can't remember. He's the guy who played the main character in Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's that guy.
Why not go ahead and give Nathan Fillion that gig? Because I think they're about the same age.
They think, well, supposedly they think Nathan's too old. Plus, he's used Nathan in all these other parts now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'd like to see him use Nathan, but nah, not going to happen. We do get, on the other hand, a John Stewart.
Yeah.
The Black Green Lantern. Yeah, we do get him along with the red-headed Green Lantern and Hal Jordan.
Oh, back to Peacemaker, though.
Yes.
The one alien that goes through?
You mean the asshole?
Whatever it is. Is that what I'm being like? Somebody from is that going to be Martian Manhunter?
We have no idea. We have no idea. We've seen him twice so far.
Yeah.
The first time. You saw that one with where he said something about, I see him every morning and he never says, hello!
Yeah.
He sees him again, and the creature comes out of a door, and I think he turns around. The creature looks at him, and if I remember right, Peacemaker says something like, what's your problem, asshole? Get out of here! And he goes back through the door. Yeah, I think we've addressed the character twice, the creature twice now. I'll bet you money.
He's in the opening credits, you know.
Yes, he is, yeah. I'll bet you money. I would be willing to bet money. We'll never know. This is to James Gunn. This is his watermelon in a vice.
Okay.
In Buckaroo Banzai, there is a scene where they're running through a laboratory and they come up on a watermelon in a giant pressure vice.
Yeah.
In the middle of the thing. And I think it's Goldblum's character who comes up and looks at it and points at it as they're running through. He goes, what the? And I think it's Clancy Brown that makes some kind of a comment, the effect of, I'll tell you sometime. And that was it. That was the only mention, the only thing you saw, and it was intentional. They never meant to explain it. You were never going to find out what it was. It was just something to make you go, huh? And move on from the story. Move on to the story. I'm betting that is Schneider's, Schneider. I'm betting that's Gunn's thing. I'm betting we're never going to know what this character is, and I'm quite happy. I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah.
My only question is, does he get to keep the pocket universe? Because that's such a cool thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to see one version of it in Superman, and it originally originated in the first Peacemaker. That was the first place we saw it. Then we saw Lexus in Superman, which was a considerably different pocket universe.
Yeah.
Considerably different, but. Well, let's see. Is there a
box office this week?
I don't think there. Excuse me. I don't think there is a box office that I've seen yet. Let's see. Emmys are tonight.
We got the Emmys tonight.
Yep.
I'm actually interested in watching it just for Nate Bargatze or Rap.
Yeah, Bargatze.
Bargatze,
yeah.
I kind of want to watch his stand-up now. I've never watched his stand-up.
We probably, if she gets back in time, that's probably what we'll watch, too.
Because you saw what he's doing. Well, I think we talked about this last night while we were playing games. With him donating to Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
$100,000. And anytime anybody goes over, he takes money away.
Yep.
But if they go under, he adds money to it.
Yeah, there you go.
You know.
Which is good.
And he seems like he would be a good fit for, you know, what's going on.
Right.
You know, he's almost, it's almost like this week, with everything that happened this week, he's the perfect host.
To end the week with. Yeah.
Because he's not going to get you too much trouble.
No,
he just doesn't do that.
No.
And that's just the way he is naturally. It's not like, you know. And the thing is, there are still people who have no idea who he is.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
You know, it's almost, he's almost like a hip choice.
Yeah.
Even though he's the least hip comedian you know.
Yeah, that you know, exactly.
You know, I mean, he's not a shtick. He's got good stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like he's a guy from Tennessee who has a southern accent, but he's not like, here's your sign, or you might be a redneck if, you know.
Right.
Even though Jeff Foxworthy is way more than that.
Yeah, he is.
You know, Jeff Foxworthy did good stand-up.
Yeah,
he did. But no, it's like he's just straight down the middle, no way, you know, I'm sure people look at him, who is this guy? And they don't realize about the Saturday Night Live or these sold out stadiums and arenas he does.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see how he does it on that tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going to win what, but I don't really care because I don't think I've seen half the crap that's about to be nominated.
I haven't seen a shitload of it. God
I mean, we talk during games, and I'm like, you're all talking about stuff. I'm like, I don't know. You know, I've never watched White Lotus.
Yeah, neither
I have a desire to watch White Lotus.
No. I tried.
Don't have any desire to watch that.
Yeah.
You know, the sci-fi, the stuff we like, never gets nominated.
No, never.
I mean, I'm sure Walton Goggins is nominated for something, but it's not probably for Fallout.
No, I think it's for, I think White he's Lotus. Nominated for White Lotus.
Yeah, not for Fallout, which he should be nominated for.
Yeah. Let's see, I'm in nominations.
And when does Fallout 2 come out?
December.
Okay.
December. Cannot fucking wait. Matter of fact, we've got that one coming up in December. In September, mid-September, I think we get Gen V.
I will not watch. I mean, I give two shits. I really.
You gave up.
Even the boys, I just
gave up.
Whatever. I mean, I get it. It's really good, but it's like, eh. I'm not losing sleep over it.
No, yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Life isn't ending because I missed that show.
No. Would agree.
Well, that, I mean, outside of you, I don't know anybody that'll talk to me about this crap. not like the Louisville days where we all were watching everybody, the same shit.
Right, everybody was talking, yeah.
Yeah, you know, now it's like, okay.
Yeah. No. Walton is not up for anything. Wait a minute.
What?
Comedy?
How can you be all over everything?
Oh, there it is. There it is. Hold on. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series.
Yeah.
I was looking in, under limited series. I was looking for limited series.
Okay. Well, White Lotus isn't limited series. It's actually, I think.
Yeah, I think you would consider it an ongoing. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, him and Jason Isaacs, also from Lotus. Oh, and Sam Rockwell from Lotus. Are all nominated.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Severance has got 3 nominees in the drama male also. Huh. Interesting. Oh, I did find the, where'd it go? I did find the box office. Number one this week, Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie, Infinity Castle. Anime, 70 fucking million.
Jeez.
I bet they had no idea it was going to be that big. Yes,
not at
70
all.
Million. Made 33 just on Friday.
How bad is Spinal Tap, dear?
Let's see. Conjuring Last Rites was number 2. Let's see. Downton Abbey, number 3.
It couldn't have been much because I really saw nothing about it.
Oh, shit. The Long Walk started. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. It started like last week?
Yeah, I guess so. No.
Yeah, we were off last week. Didn't do a show, so we wouldn't have reported on the opening weekend of the Long Walk.
No, it was this weekend.
Oh, it was this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Why it came in that low? Because it's been all over the place.
There it is.
But again, though, The Conjuring, those movies are going to be, you know, they have their fan base.
Ouch. Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, started off with an estimated 1.7 million.
Wow.
To land at the bottom of the top.
I wonder what the budget was on that. I'm sure it wasn't much.
Oh, no. I can guarantee you, no.
Yeah.
Probably cheaper than dog shit, fuck.
And the reviews were, you know, mixed at best. But then again, though, the reviews, I doubt the...
It's got a cinema score of A-.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rotten Tomatoes had like 68, almost 70.
Okay, that's not bad. It's not bad.
But again, I wonder what the reviews were for the original Spinal Tap.
Good question.
That'd be interesting to go back in time and go, what the fuck is this?
No idea. I wonder.
Yeah. Now they're like, oh, it's not as good as the original.
Yeah.
Did who liked the original? That's the thing. Who was all in on the original?
I loved it.
Oh, yeah. The original was great, but it was also something we hadn't seen.
That's
this
true.
This time it was kind of in on the joke.
Yeah.
That's the rough part on that one.
We get it. Yeah. We get it this time.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I still remember people talking about, you know, Spinal Tap, not, and even after it had been out, and not knowing that guy went on to be in Lenny and Squiggy. I mean, yeah. They almost thought it was like a real band.
Right. That was always fun.
People like, why is this funny? This band with all these bad problems? What? You know.
Yeah. All these drummers keep dying. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's just what they do. Drummers die. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's the way it is.
All right.
Cool.
Let me talk about doing a short one this week.
Yeah.
Are we at the end?
Yeah, I think we're at the end.
Because you need to eat before Barb gets back home. Yeah. And we've been going for almost an hour.
Oh, yeah, 45 minutes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a shorter episode.
I'm going to try to get an island going on my old Switch. If I can delete the one that's there first.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see if I can get an island going there.
Well, I'm on vacation this week, so maybe even after we play games time, maybe you and I can get on and you can help me.
Cool.
Get through the starting parts of my into an Animal Crossing because of that cunt Callum.
Right.
That's what I refer to you now on, Callum, because that's a sign of appreciation where Callum's from.
There you go, exactly.
That cunt Callum.
That cunt Callum.
So until next week, have yourselves a good one. If you'd like to donate, you can via the PayPal donation link. If you'd like to leave us a review, you can also do that over on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. And I guess that's it. So until next week, have yourselves a good one. We'll see y'all later.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable.
I'll mollify it with some sounds.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.